This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
I'm David Bury.
And in the studio this evening, we have...
Natasha Crowe. Woohoo!
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Familiar name.
Familiar name, yes. Familiar face. It's been a long time since I've seen you here, though.
Yes, about 2.5 years.
2.5 years, she was on Starfall.
That's the last time you were here?
Yes.
Why, really?
Why don't you ever visit?
Well, you know, I wasn't invited.
Why?
I wasn't invited back because clearly I did a good job for the last 2 years.
Adeline, for Stylefile, you never invited her back.
What is going off, Adeline? Come on, tell
us. We did. We invited you back.
Oh,
we did.
This is going to be good.
Anyway, I'm here. I'm back.
And you're
I'm back
here
for
now.
A good reason.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about why you're here and the good reason a little bit later on. 016-201-9000, folks, is the number to remember for the giveaway this evening. We're giving away burgers.
Yes.
Burgers.
It's all thanks to My Burger Lab. Now, we are giving away 3 burger vouchers, and each voucher gives you 2 burgers. Now, if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. What's in the Bulbasaur burger? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us where deserve to win as well.
Wait. So we're giving away 3 vouchers.
Correct.
And each of them gives you 2 burgers.
2 burgers.
My God, why are we so generous?
You mean why Burger Lab, My Burger Lab is so generous?
Yeah.
They're nice people.
Oh, it seems like it.
Yeah, they're very nice people.
Yeah, they should be. People should be excited because we have lots more giveaways, all thanks to My Burger Lab.
Also, tomorrow we will be giving stuff away for what, David?
Comic-Con.
Ooh,
Comic-Con Malaysia.
Okay, so we have a guest, of course. Natasha.
Who's very hungry now.
Who's very hungry now. Tell us about this good cause you're working on right now. We're hearing a lot about it.
Well, for the last 8 years, Harper's Bazaar has been working on a special project, you know, in aid of breast cancer awareness. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, raising funds for the Breast Cancer Council of Malaysia. And this year we had a really, really great fundraising event on the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to raise close to 15,000 for
CWA.
And all our guests actually bought seats at our lunch, at our tea party, and you know, and that's equivalent to, you know, close to 150 mammograms.
Right.
Which I feel is such an achievement. We've done this project for about 8 years.
Mm.
So it's just grown from strength to strength. And, you know, I'm here to really talk more about that and, you know, kind of deliver the message that early detection saves lives.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, we were talking very briefly outside about the cost of a mammogram, 150 ringgit.
Close
for
to
an
that.
Average price,
yes.
Right? And if you're talking about people who perhaps don't live in the peninsula or they live in the poorer areas of Malaysia, 150 ringgit is quite
a
bit of money,
yes,
right?
Yes,
What can we do to help bring that down? What do you think we could do?
Well, I think, you know, there are certain costs to things. Mm. And I'm not sure how the price of a mammogram can actually be brought down, but I think we can do so much more to actually support and, you know, and raise funds to actually make it a lot more accessible for women, especially in the rural areas.
Mm.
And I think our campaign is also about spreading the message that, you know, you can actually... detect the early stages of breast cancer yourself.
Yeah.
You know, mammogram is, you know, for a woman over 40.
Yeah.
And you know, the minute you're 18, I think you should really start doing monthly self checkups.
Mm.
Men and are also included in this, as you know.
Yeah.
So, Richard.
Yeah, I check all the time. All the time. I can tell you that.
And your cat too.
And my cat
Both
too.
Both cats. Right?
Both cats. Yes. So. What else are we doing? I mean, you're going around, you're doing a roadshow as well, right?
Yes, we're doing a roadshow. So we're actually working with a BCWA. They have a mobile unit.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be stationed in 5 spots around the city this month. And but these actual vans will be available throughout the year. I mean, it's an ongoing roadshow, but they're working specifically for Bazaar, with Bazaar this month.
What are the 5 spots that you mentioned?
Well, on the 12th, we'll be at Mandarin Oriental, so pretty fancy.
Mm.
You know, have all the ladies coming out in their dresses and getting their breasts checked. So, guys, Pavilion KL at Surya KLCC on the 13th, 27th, Mid Valley Mega Mall, and the 28th, Uptown 7, Damansara Uptown. We have all the details actually on our website, harpersbazaar.my.
Okay. Mm. We can also link to that on our Facebook page as well. We'll do that so we can help raise awareness that way as well. Now, early detection, we've just mentioned this. I mean, what do people... I don't want to say how do they examine themselves, you know, but is there ways that they can find out more information about how they can do it? It's not as simple as going to YouTube, is it?
It is as simple as that. all the facts. I mean, everything is Googleable now.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, even before coming out here, I was like, my gosh, I better get my steps right, you know, in case Richard asks me or, you know, gets me to do some demo, right? So here I was, you know, walking around the office, you know, feeling myself up. But seriously.
Is it getting warm in here?
It's getting very warm in here. Let me take off my denim jacket. You know, I mean, the fact is 50% of breast cancer cases are actually among women, you know, women under 50. So it's quite an alarming number.
Mm.
And of course, you know, our rates here, mortality rates are not as high as other parts of the world. But, you know, it's something that we have to be aware of.
Mm.
Can I ask a question? After these mammograms that you give to the 153 mammograms that you give, if, you know, knock on wood, something was found, how would one proceed after that? I mean, because again, we're talking about people who could not afford mammograms in the first place. How would they get treatment for if they did find something in their breast, like a lump or something?
Well, if you're getting a mammogram, then immediately you'll be attended to.
Mm.
But is it? Would you guys be taking care of that part of the cost as well, or would they would have to find some way? Because I know that something like that would not cost cheap either.
Yeah, or
right?
Would you guys like recommend them to somewhere?
Well, you know, the thing is, that's why we're working with the BCWA, the Breast Cancer Welfare Association, and immediately it becomes a case. So you know, you get referred to the, you know, hospitals as well as their clinics, you know, depending on the severity of the case.
Mm.
So. And I mean, it's not just the mammograms.
Yeah.
It's also ourselves. You know, every woman should take matters in her own hands and do her monthly checkups. And if there's a little bit of a sign, then, you know, really just see your OBGYN about it.
Okay, we've got to take a very short break, folks. Just a quick reminder, we are having a giveaway this evening. 016-201-9000 is the number to remember.
That's right. So
my ding?
Oh, sorry.
Thank
there you go. That's right. So we are giving away 3 burger vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab. Now, if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. What's in the Bulbasaur burger? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, we're going to take this short break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Natasha. Please don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
I'm David Bury.
And I'm Natasha Kraus.
Ta-da.
Sounds excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
016-201-9000 is a number to remember. Oh, I got a double ding.
Yes.
If you want to take part in the competition, what are we giving away, Adeline?
Well, we are giving away 3 burger vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab.
My Burger Lab.
Thank you, David.
Well done, David, yes.
Now, if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. What's in a Bulbasaur burger? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
There's a light bulb.
It's not a light bulb.
No, it's not.
And it's not from Sarawak either, before you start.
I know the answer.
How about a flower bulb?
Do I get a burger for that?
Maybe, if you behave yourself. Right, so we've been talking about the project you're involved with. You've also been involved with some artists who are helping to create some of the ribbons, right?
Well, we're working with 5 Malaysian fashion designers. And it's a collaboration with Serena and Chantel.
Mm-hmm.
Isrin is of Inai, Celeste Toy, Kun Hui, and Sonny Sun for Eclipse.
Wow.
So these 5 Malaysian, iconic Malaysian designers have actually designed beautiful pink ribbons for us.
Okay.
And I'm wearing actually the Serena and Chantel one here. Mm-hmm. So I've been wearing one every day, so I thought today I'd just put it on my skirt.
Very nice. We've took a picture of them and you can actually see them on our Instagram
account.
Yes, that's
right.
As well. Right. Okay. Any questions, Adeline? What have you got?
No, I just want to ask, like, how do you pick these designers? Like, you know, in terms of to be like, they are like the ambassadors for the pink ribbons at a tea party, right?
Yeah.
So how do you pick them?
Well, they're established Malaysian designers and they've always collaborated well with Bazaar. They're friends of the brand as well. At the tea party, you know, we sold the ribbons to raise more funds. But these ribbons will also be given away at the roadshow. So, you know, for the ladies who actually come and have themselves checked out at the back of the van... That sounds really
dodgy.
Everything takes that turn, you know, at this time of the night.
Absolutely.
So then they'll get a ribbon, you know, just to really just mark their support and also, you know, their involvement and taking care of themselves.
Do you think there's sometimes a disconnect between the the awareness that you're trying to create and the actual publicity done. Because something like these pink ribbons, or let's say the No Shave Movember, some people just do it for the fact of doing it, right?
And
wearing a ribbon, I get worried that it doesn't translate in terms of actually raising the awareness of something like breast cancer. The idea that you don't actually show the cruelty that this type of thing could do to a body, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, there's raising awareness through a campaign like this, which goes beyond just wearing a ribbon. And, you know, we're actually doing on-ground events, and we're having an event and reminding women how important it is to stay in the pink of health. And then, you know, there's also the ribbon that people wear, you know, as a show of support. It's like, you know, going to a political rally, you know.
Right.
I mean, people are there for, you know, different kind of reasons and, you know, motivation, and you can't really control that. But I think what's really important is showing support, but also a daily reminder, you know, that we really do have to not just, it's not just breast cancer, friends and family, it's, you know, breast cancer yourself. And it's not even just breast cancer. There are over 100 types of cancer. And it affects, you know, men, women, cats, dogs, babies, you know, just to be very aware that, you know, I mean, October is a specific month for
it
breast cancer.
It doesn't discriminate these.
Yeah. It's beyond, you know, and yeah, I've got a story to share later. And, you know, how important this is for me and very meaningful as well. So, yeah.
Okay. Right. Let's take a short break then. What we'll do is we'll have news from Page 2 up first, and we'll come back with Natasha's story a little bit later on.
Extra, extra,
what's all the shouting?
Right. So, have a listen to this. Have you heard about this thing? It's called People.
People.
P-E-E-P-L-E. People.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Natasha?
No.
No? I can see you going very red right now. Right. So essentially, you know, you're aware of what Yelp is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We all know what Yelp is. So Yelp is something that you can use to kind of give a review of a company, a business, a hotel, that kind
That's
of stuff.
Right,
so
yeah.
This idea behind People is to do something very similar. It's an app that you download to your phone, and you can rate a person.
What?
How?
On a ranking scale from 1 star up to 5 stars. Depending on how they work, how they behave, what kind of person they are, your interactions with them. So these rankings, it can be your friend could rank you, your former boss could rank you, you know, your best friend could rank you on this kind of thing. And this is what's been popping up right now, is this, the very idea of being able to rank a person.
Wait, do you sign up for this? Or do people, like, rank you even if you don't want to be ranked?
If they have your telephone number, they can create your profile. So you don't create it yourself.
What do you mean they create your profile?
They create it. So they have your number. They put, say, for example, Adeline, you know, and if they have your number, they could rate you between 1 and 5 stars. You cannot take that down. Once it's there, you can't take it down.
What if cyberbullying then?
Well, of course there's going to be. This is the problem right now, and this is what's causing this huge backlash right now.
Yeah.
This company has, they haven't even launched the app, but the amount of backlash that it's created already, the woman, one of the women who's the CEO of it, has already started to come back and starting to rethink about whether or not this app is a great idea. But they've already got a whole bunch of funding, 7.5 million thrown at them already. Some people are saying it's a good idea. Some people are saying it's a terrible idea. I've heard conversations where people have said, well, isn't it nice to think that there's actually somebody looking at you, and it could make you a better person, you know, looking at the rankings of your, whether or not you're 1 or 5 stars.
I'm not too sure about that ranking thing. I mean, why do you need someone to rank you online like this, you know? I mean,
right.
if it's your ex-boss, or if it's your friend or your ex or something, you don't need all these ranks.
No, I can see where they're coming from, because the idea is that you could rank a business, right? So why not you go a bit more micro into the scale and rank the person? So it's kind of like LinkedIn anyways, because LinkedIn gives you this space where you can get references and whatnot, right, to endorse your skills.
Yeah.
This is just giving you a 1 to 5 star, but it also hits the personal side of the people rather than just the business side.
You can, that's correct.
Yeah, you can rank someone because you could say they're emotionally unstable or whatnot.
Or they're not a good worker, or they work really well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I see where they were going. I think it's the worst idea in the world. I think it will be detrimental to a lot of people. And also, I believe also the generation nowadays are much more defensive. And if someone just writes a comment anonymously, the fact that you probably...
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know who wrote it.
You're or, or even why.
Yeah, someone. You're just going to look at it and be like, this guy's a troll. Anything that is... even like if someone wants to write a comment to help you improve yourself, someone's going to look at it and be like, no, he's a troll. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
So it's not going to work.
So for this app, you know, you can actually put on comments as well.
Yeah, of course. That's the whole point behind it.
Is it anonymous?
No, you have to give your real name. That's the thing. Right. So this whole thing is supposed to be launched on October the 12th. So the Washington Post first picked up on it about a week ago, and it hit the front page of the Washington Post. It went a bit crazy. The lady behind the whole thing was making a whole bunch of YouTube videos explaining how she's gone from nobody and nothing to suddenly being the most talked about thing in the world of social media. She was hitting every front page of every single tech website. You know, and the videos, if you watch this woman in her videos, the amount of pride that she has that suddenly she's gone from nothing to being this most talked about thing. And that was the kind of thing that kind of put me off a little bit. She talks about how it's supposed to be a movement in positivity, you know, rank people as good people. That was her original thinking behind it, you know, but people are people.
Yeah.
And excuse the pun, but you know that they're going to be rating people one and two and three. And like you were saying, Adeline, if somebody comes on and rates you as a one and you can't remove that ranking for whatever it's for,
yeah,
it's going to affect people personally.
In an
right?
ideal world, it would be quite an interesting app to have, but we're not living in an ideal world.
Absolutely.
And
not.
There's probably going to be a lot of sexism there. I mean, the same thing, you know, if a guy meets a girl, the guy might just give the girl a one star and says her legs aren't long enough.
Right. Right. You know? Yeah, yeah.
That's a big possibility.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, the internet is, it's not a mature place.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a mature place.
I think it will actually, you know, lower down someone's self-esteem as well. I mean, I'm not into
okay.
this whole.
So keep your eye out for that. You're going to be reading more about it in the next few weeks, I am sure. People, P-E-E-P-L. Right. David.
Yes.
What have you? Sorry, no, it's not you. It's Adeline.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm talking about frozen pizza today.
Okay.
All right, so the Marks & Spencer in the UK, they actually launched a new range of wood-fired pizzas. So it's going to be frozen. So it's gourmet pizzas. And they got inspired by this Italian chef.
Right.
Yes.
Already, I'm not convinced by this.
Now, the thing is, would you buy a frozen gourmet pizza rather than going to the restaurant to actually
of
eat
course
a
not.
Pizza?
Of course not.
Which one would you go?
I'd go to the restaurant, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, we would go to a restaurant. Why would you want to pay? I mean, it's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
For like, the most expensive pizza is about £5.50 and the cheapest is about £4.
Is that so expensive or cheap? I don't know.
It's reasonable.
It's okay. Right. I mean, and plus this is Marks & Spencer. It's quite atas, right?
Mm-mm.
And then compared to Aldi or Tesco's and all.
They're the lower range ones.
Okay.
Yeah. All so right. When it comes to pizzas, I mean, well, this is gourmet pizza, but I feel that, you know, why would you want to create gourmet pizza and sell it at a supermarket?
There's a gap in the market.
Wait. How much is a pizza in a restaurant?
Here or over there?
Over there.
You're probably looking about
Pizza Express. Pizza Express.
Oh, they're expensive. £11.
Yeah, £11
for a gourmet pizza as well.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's half the price if it's frozen.
Yes.
It's frozen.
I would buy it.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely. I love staying home. I love not going out. I love not meeting people.
Well, that's for you. But think about the freshness. Think about the ingredients. You know. Think about. You know, it's not healthy to actually eat frozen food. If you are overseas, back then when I was in London. I have to eat frozen food because I have no time to cook.
Aha, segment over there.
That's
a segment over there.
You have no time to cook. Yes. But now we're in Malaysia. I mean, imagine you have frozen pizza. I mean, what are the odds of people actually going to Marks & Spencer to buy those frozen pizzas?
I would buy it.
I'd have a Heston frozen pizza anytime.
No.
Heston.
But the thing is,
depends.
The temperature oven, fresh pizza off the...
People don't care. I mean, the whole point is it's convenience, right? And if it's coming from Marks & Spencer's, you know it's going to be of a certain level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going to be your Aldi quick save, throw it in the oven with just tomato and cheese on.
Yeah, and plus, like for someone like me whose taste levels only reaches 50%, anything above that I'll eat. I have no problem with, you know.
All right, we got to move. We got some ads coming up, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We are back on That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
I'm Natasha Crowell.
Okay.
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble, yes. 016-201-9000 is the number to remember if you want to take part in our competition. We have a heck of a lot of entries so far.
So many.
Go on then. What's the question?
So we are giving away 3 burger vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab.
My Burger Lab.
That's terrible.
I know it is. So if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. What's in the Bulbasaur burger? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
My Burger Lab.
Oh dear.
No?
No, no, come on, David.
Okay, I give it a try.
Just stop right there.
Fair attempt. Folks, you can get in touch also via Twitter. We are at BFM Radio. If you want to get all personal, it's at BFM TTON. David.
Yes.
Tell us about your story then. What do you have?
Okay, so 84 million 911 calls per year in San Francisco.
84 million?
84 million.
Okay.
Of the 911 calls in San Francisco every year are derriere dials.
Somebody has dialed them accidentally while sitting on their phone.
Yes.
I mean, like, what?
84 million.
That's was 911 on a speed dial or something?
No, no. It's because, you know, all these handphones have an emergency thing on it.
Oh,
right. So if it swipes, I think, to the left, sometimes it goes straight to 911, which is a great thing, you know, just in case you're in trouble. But that causes 30% of the 911 calls in San Francisco
to swipe.
I'm sure you can.
I mean, like,
why don't you sit on your phone and find out?
Maybe if you have a pointy derriere.
Don't do it now. Right. Okay.
So, yeah, it's 30% of the calls, and it takes about a minute and 14 seconds per call because what a dispatcher needs to do is hang up and then call back and leave a voicemail.
Right.
So,
there's a process.
There's a process. Right. So, that adds up to about many minutes of wasted time, and a third of the dispatchers say that this is the worst time of the day when they get a derriere dial.
Is that what we're christening
derriere
it now?
Derriere dials.
I can't say the other words.
You can't say the other words, no.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Natasha, I can see you're nice, comfortable, relaxed, and, you know, you've eased in and you're a little bit nervous because now there's a quiz. So
I'm in trouble.
Here we go. It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants.
Natasha, you've got 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can, right? If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right along.
Okay. Skip.
That's what you hear. The trick is not to stay on a question for too long.
Okay.
All right? If you don't know it, move straight on.
I'll close my eyes and think about England.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your 3 minutes start now. Suzuki is a car manufacturer from which country?
Japan!
Which US state can you find the cities of Santa Monica, San Francisco, and Los Angeles?
California.
What is the capital of Perak?
Ipo.
Who is the brother of Nintendo's Italian plumber Mario?
I know the answer. His name is Luigi.
That'll do. Okay. What is the principal ore of aluminium? Bauxite or chromite?
I don't know. Skip.
What is the daily circulation of the Wall Street Journal? 1.8 million, 2.4 or 8 million?
2.4. Always the middle answer.
In Japan, what is the Diet? The parliament, the army or the flag?
The parliament.
Which river flows through the Grand Canyon? The Colorado or the Mississippi?
The Colorado.
In what year did the Boston Marathon bombings happen? 2009, 2013, 2014?
2013.
If you are playing a Stradivarius, what type of instrument are you most likely to be playing?
A violin.
Which city hosted the Summer 2000 Olympic Games?
Australia, Sydney.
Correct. Chromophobia is the fear of what?
Colour. Wow!
What erotic novel, penned by E.L. James, has sold over 70 million copies worldwide?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, you knew that.
But I've not read it.
Liar. What is the largest tea plantation site in Malaysia owned by Bo? Kota Sedar or Cameron Highlands?
Cameron Highlands.
Shinzo Abe is the current Prime Minister of which nation?
Peru. No.
Peru? Who was the first...
They're Japanese then, no?
Who was the
first
man to walk on the moon?
Oh my God, so obvious, right?
Yes.
Neil Armstrong.
What was invented by Wallace Carruthers in 1938? Viscose, nylon, rayon, or the ballpoint pen?
Oh my good God.
They were made for a lack of silk.
Nylon.
In which U.S. city did Henry Ford set up a car factory in 1899? New York City, Las Vegas, or Detroit?
Detroit.
Which Malaysian state was fashion designer Zhang Toi born in?
I should know this. Terengganu.
What famous fashion designer was gunned down outside his home in Miami Beach, Florida in 1997?
Gianni Versace.
Until her murder in 1985, American zoologist Diane Fossey spent her life studying and protecting which animal?
Gorillas.
Which city has areas including Al-Karama, Deira, Jebel Ali and Merdif?
Speak English, please.
Is that it you don't know?
No.
So we skip. Okay. What is the main alcoholic ingredient of the cocktail, a Bloody Mary?
Tomato juice. Oh, the alcoholic.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, vodka. Okay. I should know this.
Final question then. What nationality is the football legend Pelé?
Brazil. Brazilian.
Well done. Natasha, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after these messages. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
And I'm Natasha Kral.
How are you feeling, Natasha?
Happy.
Happy?
Happy.
Good.
Yes, that I survived your quiz.
The firing squad was failed. Okay, folks, very quickly, you have about 10 minutes left if you want to take part in the competition. 016-201-9000. We are giving away burgers from My Burger Lab tonight.
Yes, that's right. So we are giving away burgers, and each voucher gives you two burgers. And if you want to win, all you have to do is just answer this question. What's in the Bulbasaur burger? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win as well.
Okay, Natasha, what we normally do is we go through some of the quiz questions that you got wrong and give you the correct answer.
Oh, my God.
Just okay. A couple, just a few, right. So, Adeline, please.
I didn't get that many wrong.
No, you didn't. You did
pretty
well.
Not many, actually. So, what is the principal ore of aluminium, bauxite or chromite? The answer is bauxite. Shinzo Abe is the current prime minister of which nation? It's not Peru, it's Japan.
There are lots of Japanese in Peru.
Which Malaysian state was fashion designer Zhang Toi born in?
Kelantan. I should have known that.
Kelantan.
Kelantan?
Yeah. So which city has areas including Al-Karama, Deira, Jebel Ali and Merdif? The answer is Dubai. What is the main alcoholic ingredient of the cocktail Bloody Mary? The answer is vodka.
Why would I know that?
Of course, nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. Right.
Drum roll, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Natasha Kral scored 19 points.
That is pretty good.
Perfect.
Do I get a burger?
maybe. Okay, maybe we could sort something out. So what was that? I added
24. Yeah.
That's a pretty good rate of return, right? Okay, Natasha, you said you had a story you wanted to share earlier on in the show. Do you still want to share that? We have about 3 minutes left.
Okay, no, it was just a very quick one. You know, it's just a personal message out because, you know, obviously we're talking about breast cancer awareness today. And it's the birthday of a very, very dear friend of mine. And Elaine Kwong, who's the editor-in-chief of Women's Weekly. And she's in hospital right now. And it's her birthday, but she's battling cancer.
Right.
So I just wanted to dedicate this to Elaine and to those who know her. And also, you know, everyone... women and men to really take care of themselves, you know?
Right.
And do the necessary in checking themselves. My sister died of breast cancer as well, so I didn't want to kind of like combine two sad stories. Elaine is an incredible fighter. My sister, unfortunately, you know, didn't survive it. I really, really hope that everyone doesn't just wear a pink ribbon, but there's something more and, you know, really becomes fighting. You know, I am getting really emotional now.
Okay, we'll move on.
But it's like, you know, just stay fighting fit.
Fight against it, yeah.
And battle everything that comes your way.
Right, okay. So let's lift things up a little bit. Adeline, fact of the day, what are you going to give
us
today?
I have a fashion fact.
Oh, my word. Right.
So, what do you mean, oh, my word?
Come on, then.
So prior to 1850, 70% of the clothes worn were hand-stitched by the people who wore them. Now, clothes were a commodity, not fashion.
David.
I just want to read a message that my friend just sent. Peru did have a Japanese president one time.
Yay!
His name was Fujimori.
Really?
Yes, yeah. It's close enough, right?
Yeah. Okay, we'll
that wasn't
that.
My fact, but I just read that
right?
One of the messages.
Come on, what's your fact then?
Strawberry generation is a Chinese term for anyone who is born after 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Named after strawberries because strawberries bruise easily, they cannot withstand social pressure or work hard like their parents' generation.
Interesting fact. Okay, so we know the seven dwarves as we know the seven dwarves right now, right?
I was one of them when I was younger.
Happy, dark, sneezy, or you know what they could very nearly
grumpy.
Be called?
What?
Chesty, tubby, burpy, deafy, hicky, wheezy, and awful.
I want to be awful.
Right, we've got about a minute to wrap up. Where can we find out more information about this?
Well, you can definitely our website, harpersbazaar.my. We're also on our Facebook and BCWA.
Okay.
They have your website as well. So the vans are going to be parked outside these, you know, locations. They're very central, and it's the reason why, you know, we have them outside the Mandarin Oriental and KLCC and Pavilion. So just kind of like, you know, give them a wave and say you're there to have yourself checked. Mm.
Okay. Can I just quickly mention Elaine, get well, you know, good
Elaine,
luck.
Elaine, get well. We get love well, you. Happy Elaine. Birthday, Elaine.
Yeah, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay, folks, we are out of time. Say goodnight.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Folks, we will be back tomorrow from Deepest Darkest Banda Atama.
Who do we have tomorrow?
That time of night. Who do we have tomorrow?
Roshan Narayan.
Oh, he's coming in, is he?
Yes, he is.
That should be funny. All right. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.